Blog Talk Radio.
This is divine healing tonight, and I want to talk about divine healing. Going in this Halloween month, you're going to hear about storms, flood, car accidents, people going the wrong way. You're going to hear about shootings, all that you're going to hear about this month, because this is a pagan holiday. This holiday is a holiday to honor the devil. So people are going to the cemetery, bringing stuff out, and dressing their children up like witches and warlocks. And this stuff is going on today. Was brought to my attention that those people coming over from Venezuela, they are feasting in brown bags, throwing them on people's yard, and we have to do something to get those people out of the neighborhood or something. Something has to be done. But I want to tell you, tonight, all is well. Sunday morning with the bishop, want you to listen. I want you to read Psalm 70 tonight and Psalm 71, Psalm 58, and Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. I'm praying for many of you tonight that need a healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm praying for you, Sister Kathleen, who called me all the way from Portland, Oregon. And I'm praying for you that right there in Detroit, those that are in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, I'm praying for you. Don't forget, Mary Hawkins, give me a call. I got a scripture for you to read for Sunday morning. Tell Pearl to call also. I want Pearl to testify Sunday, because we're talking about warlocks and witches. We're talking about white magic. And white magic is people don't know that the evil that go on during this holiday season. I'm praying for you and you. This is divine healing night, and healing come from the Almighty God. Brother Jerry, I'm glad you're back in Chicago, you and your family. And I want to tell you, I just heard there was a war over in Israel. People are being dying, and people dying over in Ukraine. Somebody needs to take charge of that, so God is in control. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I want to tell you tonight, whatever it is, God is in control. I want to pray. I want to thank you, Sister Betty. And I've been praying with her. Bright Star, thank God for you. I want you to know I'm going to invoke the spirit of Sister Colin, spirit of Prophet Berto, spirit of Brother Sinclair, Michael Raphael, Bobbia, and the Archangel. I thank God that he got us together today and together to do something together. You know, you need something from God. There's so much going on in the world. Abaddon is the death angel, and Abaddon is cutting up, and people are being sick. But I want you tonight that's listening, I want to move any sickness around your body right now. This is divine healing. Father God, we come, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Heal that man, that woman from the headache, from the demonic spirit. And, you know, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I move that. You know, a lady called me earlier today. So somebody last night was knocking on her door. She went to her door 3 times with nobody there. I want to tell you, going in this month, you're going to hear things in your house. You're going to hear, you'll be walking, you see somebody walking, they disappear. We're dealing with white magic, and we're dealing with witchcraft and warlocks, and people are calling them spirits from the grave, and they walk in the streets of Chicago, Detroit, California. They walk in the streets, and I just want you to know, if you that's anointed know what's going on. Now, I want to tell you this. Those that call me tonight, I got a scripture to give you where you won't experience none of that. But if you don't call me, I'm not going to give it to you. Mother Francis, God bless you. Mother Gibson, God bless you tonight. And I'm praying for you, Mary, I'm praying for you. God bless you. Mary Scott in Chicago. Tanya Scott, I'm praying for you. Dr. Christian, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call is an expression of God doing something special for you. God has brought us together one more time for knowledge and wisdom. I'm going to say it again. If you call me tonight and you say, Bishop, I'm going to plant a seed in the ministry, I want to give you something that you won't experience demons trying to get you. One lady said she dreamed that the people were there in her. That was demons. Another lady, she dreamed that she had fell off a bridge. Those are evil spirits, baby. Those are spirits, demonic spirits. Oh. divine healing tonight from the Almighty.
Yeah.
Your divine healing tonight, where the doctor said he don't know, God said all is well. I'm praying for that headache, that cataract, that tumor, that high blood, that sugar. One lady said she thought she had a heart attack. I'm praying for her tonight. I'm praying for you, you and you, Deborah Ann. I'm praying for you down in Monroe, Louisiana. I want to tell you, Lisa, I'm praying for you and Joe. All is well. Ramona Anderson, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call. And I want to let you know, I want to claim your healing tonight. Let me say it again. Your healing. From the crown of your head to the bottom of your feet, I declare the power of the Holy Ghost touching you right now. I want to tell you, say it with me, all is well. All is well. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you got to thank God for the healing. Thank God that he moved cataracts, tumor, high blood, low blood. He fixed it. Ladies said, she went to the doctor. The doctor didn't know. But she went in prayer. And the doctor said, whatever you've been doing at home, keep doing it. She said, Bishop, I was just praying. And I want to let you know, tomorrow, call me tonight, Sadie. Call me tonight, Pearl, where I can give you that. Teresa, call me tonight. Mary Hawkins, call me tonight. I want you to have to keep the evil spirits from attacking you in your sleep.
You know, the doctor said in Langley that I had colon cancer.
said I would live to be 38 years old. But when February 1st, 1994 came around, I'm here, yeah. And did you not know the Lord didn't have to be good to me? You that's sitting here tonight that know that the Lord been good to you. Just wait ahead. How many know what I'm talking about? Say yeah!
out the hospital. I'm praying for you. And I'm praying for you tonight, Mother Frances down in New Orleans, Mother Misha Brown in Alabama. I'm praying for you. Mother Carey, I'm praying for you. Bishop Frank Cook, I'm praying for you. Bishop Ross, Bishop Gatemouth, I'm praying for. Sometimes you got to have God to do something for you. And tonight, with so much going on, you know, you should be surprised at the call people telling how they got headaches, they can't sleep, they see things, and they're forgetful. But God, sometimes you got to talk to God. Sometimes you got to go on your knees, Mary, in prayer, and claim your healing, Pearl. Francis, let people know that God is a healer. And all the witchcraft in the world can't do nothing when you call on the Almighty God. When you call on God, you're going to get a breakthrough, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want to tell you, Brother Jerry, it'll be all right. And I want to tell you tonight, Sister Maxine, all is well. And I want to tell you, Brother Dwight, God will lead you to the right way. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. Sometimes you just make up your mind that I'm going to claim my healing in spite of what the doctors say. In spite of friends turning their back, family sometimes don't have time for you. But if you let God, I feel the night a healing spirit, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I feel a divine healing touching somebody tonight from your head, top of your head to the bottom of your feet. I decree tonight a peace of mind. I claim tonight a healing down in your kidneys, your stomach, your liver. I decree that God is touching your breathing right now. You know, it's like this. When you know God, can't nobody change your mind. And I just want to say tonight, all over, God will change things. Somebody been having gas around their heart. Somebody had an accident. Somebody got shot. Lady called me. I couldn't hear. And he said her brother, off police officer, went to the hospital. We're praying tonight that God will heal and listen to you. If God just breathe on you tonight, Bishop Ross always said, let go and let God. Prophet Johnson would say, everything in divine order. And Bishop Top, you said, wonderful, wonderful. It's wonderful for you to know God. And the Bible says, if you just turn from your wicked ways, God will heal the land. And I want to tell you tonight, when you repent, you say, God, I done talked to everybody, but I need to talk to you. And when you talk to God, it's going to be all right. You hear what I'm saying? Once you talk to God, things going to change. I don't care, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Georgia, wherever you might be. God changed things. And I want you to lean tonight on God. I want you tonight to say, Bishop, I'm going to hold close to the Word of God. That's my only hope, the Word of God. This is Dr. James Cleveland.
With all my heart, with all my soul, and all my strength, I love him because he purchased us. I love him because he purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. And I say this all the time. I'm on my way to heaven to enjoy the trip. I'm having a good trip. And it wouldn't take nothing. I wonder, have you ever found the need when you were burdened? And there might have been people around you, but nobody that you could talk to. Has there ever been a time like when everybody in the house was asleep? And because of the need in your life, you found yourself talking to God. Now, you know, there's one tender thought that God don't hear you and God don't talk back. But I know that's not right. I talked to him this morning. And sometimes you have to be still and know. Hello, anybody here feel like talking back to me? Sometimes mama's there, father's there, husband, wife is there, children around, but you can't talk to them because they don't understand the situation. You can't talk to friends because they mean well, but they just have a gossiping nature. Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. other friend called his other friend at him. When it gets back to you, you're crushed. Sometimes you just have to deal with God in the stillness of your life. We sing a song here in the temple that says, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me. I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord.
We started our design company during school, which is not how it's usually done. Taste for Business built along with it.
But just breathe. I'm like the writer that says, you don't have to make no special trip to bless me. But while you're next door blessing my neighbor, do not bless me by. It's kind of old-fashioned that this was my choice. All the writers had a song. I reach way back and way back. Young folk won't know it, but some of the older people might remember the words. It just simply says,
singing that song, Breathe on Me, somebody was getting better. And I just want to let you know, spirit of James Cleveland is moving right now.
Gray hair in under 5 minutes. Johnny, the secret to looking 10 years younger.
You
what if
tonight.
You could cover your gray hair with
those
an all-natural shampoo that costs a fraction
you.
Of a trip?
Those that need a breakthrough, I just want that to work for you tonight. Sometimes you got to wait on God to do something special for you, okay? Sometimes...
And we hope and meet your prayer. Gloria, come up to the microphone if you feel that. Tina.
Now, some of the people that he's calling is in the spirit world. Yeah, Tina. Some of the people that he's calling the same is in the spirit world. And I'm reaching out in the spirit world for their song. To heal your body, your mind. A third of these people are already in the spirit realm. And he's calling their name. And I'm calling their name out tonight for your deliverance. I was talking to Pearl, and Pearl said her and her husband were married for 50 years. I said, Pearl, you probably was married longer than that. Sometimes you got loved ones that's in the spirit realm, mama, sister, brother, children, family. And tonight I want to call them spirits to you.
Come to the microphone. The Lord's Washington. Pioneers Andrews. Clyde Brown. And Pioneers son-in-law. Reuben Lightfoot, Reverend Whitman, Barrett Sisters,
Medicare. Y'all get in your section. Alphas together. All right, y'all get some sections. Y'all know, just like the choir. Tenors get in the middle. All right, all the basses, all of y'all sing soprano tonight, okay? In the early 40s and 50s, a group of singers blazed a trail across this country. And in that group was a young boy named Narcellus McKissick, Eugene Smith, Robert Anderson, Willie Webb, Dolores Barrett, Bessie Oak, Sadie Durr, and they were all led by a great lady, Miss Roberta Martin. They had a theme song every time you saw the Martin singers. They opened up by singing.
Yeah.
God bless you tonight. I just want to honor some of the people that's in the spirit realm. I won't complain. You know, I was in Monroe, Louisiana. Sister Lena Mae Anderson was with me when the brother came and said, I just want to sing a song. And we let him sing the song. And he sung the song because he didn't complain.
And oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're going through.
Brother Paul.
That we start complaining. Lord, why me? Why me? Why me?
He's in the spirit realm.
What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital. MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors. And I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days.
Can I say that one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And damn sleepless night. But when I look around, man, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why? So much pain, but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He has been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good.
Sometimes you have to wait on God to do something special.
It pays to be prepared. Keep this in your glove box.
There's a sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it is the spirit of the Lord. Ever. On each face. And I know that you feel the presence of the Lord.